Wow, Merry Christmas! It's nice to be here today, being our first Christmas day in the UK. Yeah, it's a great opportunity and a privilege. I want to appreciate for those who acted. It was a good skit. So I don't have a lot of work to do here now, just to bring to you the Word of God. I want to thank God for this great opportunity once again. It's nice to be here. It's nice to bring to you the Word of God. I know God has what He intends you to hear today. And so, the sermon is derived from the book of Luke, chapter 2, verse 8 to verse 20, about the shepherds. The good news that are keeping the shepherds. The Bible says that the shepherds who are keeping watch over their flocks at night, and the angel of the Lord appeared to them. When I was growing up, I was a hard boy. My parents used to keep some goats, and they had some 20 goats and some 5 cattle. So, especially during on Saturdays when I'm at school, I used to take them for grazing. So I would spend the whole day, I would carry some pack lunch and spend the whole day taking care of the livestock and the goats. And I would go back home in the evening at around 4. That was during the day. Sometimes I feared going where there is a lot of bush, because I like grazing our animals in a place which is very open. And so, the story of the shepherds really helped me to remember my days when I was growing up, when I used to take care of my parents' livestock. And so the Bible says that the angel of the Lord appeared to the shepherd at night. All of a sudden, the angel appeared to the shepherd. It was at night. And I was wondering, what if it were me, what would have happened? The Bible says that we were terrified. But the angel of the Lord comforted them. And he told them that I have brought you good news. And this good news is about the birth of Jesus Christ. That was a message of comfort. And we are told, the Bible says, that the glory of God was around that place. So then the shepherd needed to go and just confirm what they were told by the angel. And then they found the baby Jesus in a manger. The good news is for us all. That's what the angel said. That I have brought you the good news for you and for all people, all the people. The good news is for every one of us. The good news is for the Jews and the Gentiles. The good news of salvation, especially for those who believe in Jesus Christ. Today we are celebrating this news about the birth of Jesus Christ. What does the birth of Jesus Christ remind us? It reminds of God's love for us. That Jesus left His glory. Jesus left His glory in heaven. He left all the heavens playing now. Come down to save us from our sins. We were born with sin. We are sinners by birth. Because it's by nature, we are all sinners. And so because of Adam's disobedience, we were all born into sin. And so God was to destroy us, was to condemn us, was to judge us. But because of His love for us, that's what John 3:16 says, that He sent His only begotten Son to come and die for us. That whoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. And so the angel went to confirm what they were told, but the shepherd went to confirm what they were told by the angel. And then they found the baby Jesus. The Lord Jesus Christ came to us was 100% God or divine. He was 100% human. And so he comes to dwell among us, to identify himself with us. What good news we receive from the Lord. And so, we have, in the gospel we found other stories where the wise men, you have seen the wise men, they take it to bring their gifts to baby Jesus. And today as we think about Christmas, we think about the Lord Jesus Christ, who has come down to us, who has been born. And we can ask ourselves, what kind of gift have we brought him? What kind of a gift have you brought baby Jesus? And today is baby Jesus' birthday. We can sing. Baby Jesus. Okay, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Jesus. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Jesus. Happy birthday to you. Amen. The words of Isaiah 40, verse 9 has been fulfilled. You who bring good news to Zion, go up the high mountain. You who bring good news to Jerusalem, lift up your voice. With a shout, lift it up, do not be afraid. Say to the towns of Judah, here is your God. Amen? What gift have you brought to Jesus? The Bible says in Revelation 3:20, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and open the door, I will carry they with me. Would you allow Jesus to come into your life if you have not done so? Or in a group of three, one has to pray for one another. In a group of three, if you don't mind, just be in a group of three. Just pray for one another. As we finish.